Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue on a beautiful Monday morning, and I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I have a treat for you today. His name is Jonathan Nace of the Ask Foundation, and he should be on with us very momentarily. And until then, I will promise to not sing for you. No, that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, again, I hope you've had a wonderful weekend. And Jonathan Nace, I like the Ask Foundation because I associate it with my son's school, and this is where Jonathan Nace comes from. The foundation, I believe, has some connection to resources for schools and ways of getting those resources to our kids in our schools. So that's what they do. And when he comes on with us and joins us, I'm going to have him tell you more about that. And I hope that folks will call in to ask him some of their own questions. And when you do call in, you stand to win a massage this time, an hour-long massage. And I hope that we'll all learn some ways in which we can help Jonathan Nace of the Ask Foundation, and that we can help the foundation to continue to do its good works for our schools. He doesn't seem to be coming on yet. It's interesting. Okay. So, I will tell you what. If you're following my weight loss journey in my blogs, it's going well for me, and I wanted to share why. It's going well because I am getting some help. I'm not trying to do it alone. So this is one of those things that's very difficult to do on your own. It's a lot easier when you have someone to whom you feel a little bit accountable. And I'm meeting with my health coach. She is that person to whom I feel a little bit accountable. I'm meeting with her next week, and I'll find out and I'll let you know if I've lost a little bit more weight. Since September, I've lost about 15 pounds. I may have gained a little bit back a little while ago because I was sick just a week or two ago. And I tend to gain a little weight back when I'm sick. Otherwise, the only real difficulty now is clothing. And we all know how that goes. You lose a little weight because the weight is a problem, and that creates another sort of problem somewhere else, like in your wardrobe. But that's one of those gold-plated problems is what we call those problems. So I'm kind of having some fun with that. Went out and got myself a few new pair of pants just a couple days ago. And there are these one brand that just always fits because they're elasticized at the waist. And there are a lot of brands that are like that. So don't worry if you're losing weight and recreating yourself and becoming healthier, because there are a lot of choices out there in the way of clothes that will fit you now, and they start to look better and better on you as you drop the weight, which is really nice. And a lot of things start to go better and look better in life as you start to drop some weight when weight has been a problem for you. And we are also having a nice life here in that we just got a new little puppy. And we're almost done potty training him to go outside. And he is having a really good time with our more senior dog, Shadow. She's not very, very senior, only about 5 or 6 years old. And they're having a really good time together. Right now they're lying on the floor kind of back to back. I think they're actually touching. It's very, very cute. And they're having a good time with that. And if you want to make an appointment with me either to be on my show one day or to get a massage, I want to let you know what that number is now. So get a pen ready, because that number is area code 707-762-3578. And I was just talking about choices, and I wanted to give all of you some choices in terms of working with me. You can easily get on my radio show. It's free to be on my radio show. It's free for the asking, and it's really a fun, wonderful experience because that's the way I want it to be for all of us. So I work for that, and I also do massage, and I do a sort of boosted massage. You know how you get those shots of extra good things in your smoothie when you go to Jamba Juice? Well, I sort of do that with massage. I boost my massage these days for the asking with a little bit of hypnotherapy or a little bit of life coaching or wellness coaching or a little bit of a psychic reading if you'd like that. Or you can just have a nice quiet massage or with some music or a nice hot stones massage or gliding hot stones. And it's really a wonderful there. And at the salon where I work, you can also get a deal with, you know, you can put the massage together with the facial and a haircut or nails or whatever else you want. We're kind of a one-stop shop there at the salon. We do a little bit of everything. And we've just had some newbies move in, and they are a marketing service. So if you want a little help marketing your service or your business or your product, come to our salon and see our new neighbors. They have just, so I can't quite remember the name of their company, but that's where they are. Give me a call. Oh, here we go. Someone calling in. This must be Jonathan Nath. One moment. Hey, Jonathan, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you made it. Now, I was just telling my listeners a few minutes ago that you're from the Ask Foundation, and I was able to give them a very, very general idea only of what the Ask Foundation does, but you can probably pin it down a lot better and really define it like I could not. So what is the Ask Foundation, and what is its mission?
Well, the Ask Foundation stands for Adobe Schools Kids Foundation, which is a foundation basically around funding for all of the district-wide schools in the Adobe School District here in Petaluma. As you typically know, every school has a PTA or a PTO that reaches out and does a lot of funding for each individual school, but what a lot of the times the districts lack is an organization to be able to help fund and support the schools as a whole and put in programs that are going to benefit the entire district and not just individual schools, and that's what we are focusing on primarily, and that's our base.
Fabulous, fabulous. And how exactly do you do that?
Well, there are a few different things that we've been able to do throughout the years. You know, we've been able to go ahead and provide smart screen TVs, different technology for the various schools, keep them up to date. As you know, our schools are always public schools are always in need of more funding. Recently, and our biggest endeavor right now is we've been a part of what we call the Science Labs program, and it's been really our major focus here over the last 2 or 3 years, where we go ahead and we fund science programs, real life lab activity for the students. As you might know, you can go about as a elementary school child and student, you know, it's one thing to learn science in a classroom and learn it out of a textbook, but there hadn't been really an area in which they could actually practice those skills, what they're learning, and put them to use and actually see how it works. Science, in our opinion, is a lot more useful when you're in the lab, and it's a lot more fun for the kids. And so what we've been able to do over the last few years is put together a program where each school, each campus has a designated a room and different times for the different levels of students and different curriculum for those students, and they're able to get out once a week as a class and go to the science lab where they have an actual instructor who is tying together the curriculum that they're learning in the classroom and then bringing that into this separate class where they can actually apply that knowledge and go ahead and use their beakers and use their instruments and get out there and actually perform little experiments. And it's fun for the kids, and it helps them put it together, and it's been a huge success.
Wow, that sounds like a huge mission and a huge main focus. And why focus so intently just on science? That's fantastic that you do that. I'm really pleased that you do that, because I feel that science is important. But why is it so important to the Ask Foundation to focus so intently on science in the schools?
Well, you know, what we had learned and what we came to the realization at is that you could throw money at a lot of different things, but when you focus on one particular area, you tend to accomplish more. And what we're finding out throughout the country, really, is that our students are falling way behind when it comes to applicable science and science knowledge. And it's science and math that ultimately help us get jobs later on, help the kids prepare better for their futures ahead, and it's just something that was really being neglected. And with the amount of technology we have out there in the technological driven society that we now have, if we don't focus on this ourselves, we're going to find that most of these jobs are being outsourced because we're just falling way behind as a nation. And so even though our organization is small and dedicated here in Petaluma, if you don't start in your backyard, then, you know, where are you going to start?
Right, right. And it's much easier to reach out to the people who are closest to us in our own communities than I suspect it would be to reach out further afield to help other people a little further away.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, people obviously have a much bigger connection when they see things actually being realized in their own communities. And that's a lot of the time, you know, why we're reaching out to folks and scientific businesses right here in the community to try and help us out with our endeavors as well.
And does this have anything to do with the goals of the Ask Foundation for the future?
Well, absolutely. You know, our main purpose here has been to get the science program going so that it's fairly self-sustaining, and you know, where we have donors and regular funding so that we don't feel like the program would go away if we didn't totally put every effort and energy into it. Right now, I would say, you know, it is still our primary focus and will continue to be, but at the same time, we are looking forward to doing more in the community once we do feel like, hey, we're able to branch out and go ahead and do a little bit more. And we will be moving into other programs, such as recently we just helped the schools work on a reading contest of sorts, and where each student had to read 1,000 words or more. And so you know, we will be branching out into other areas, but the labs will definitely continue to always be a main part of our function.
And you mentioned funding very much just in passing as you were talking about the goals of the Ask Foundation for the future. Where does your funding come from?
Well, most of our funding is coming from, you know, well, it's twofold. We have funding coming from scientific businesses in the community. You know, we're trying to bring more and more of those on board every day so that they feel, you know, some responsibility and have a direct impact on the learning of the students here in the community. But then we're also taking donations and any kind of help that we can at any time. And we have a couple of different ways in which that can be accomplished. And we have PayPal set up. You can offer direct support. All you really need to do is go to our website at www.askfoundation.org, and it will guide you into various ways in which you can help support our cause. It also has various links if you have any questions about our organization or want to get involved further or even want to contact me. All the contact information is there up on the site.
Now, I want to tie a couple things together. Funding and events. You recently sponsored a Read 1,000 Words event. Are there other types of events that you put on to raise some funds for the Ask Foundation and the school?
Absolutely. You know, come the springtime, we have a spring fundraiser, and that will be occurring here shortly because we kick it off in April. And it's our biggest drive of the year, you know, to raise the necessary funds that we need to continue our programs. And so we do put that on every year. We have in the past done a dance-a-thon to also raise money. And so we do various events throughout the year. And those events are uploaded and again, are scheduled on the website so that you can go ahead and see. So, but our next major funding event happens here in April. But like I said, at any point given time, you don't have to wait to try and support us until that time. We're happy to have your help anytime we can get it.
Super. I would myself actually like to donate some massages to your next silent auction or regular auction. I do massage. I don't have a lot of money right now to donate.
Sure.
I do massage, and I could easily donate two or three massages to your next auction.
Sure. Okay. So, that would be fabulous.
Oh, good. You go for that. That was going to be my question.
Oh,
If you all accept that sort of gift.
Absolutely.
In lieu of money that I don't have a lot of right now.
Well, and that's the case for a lot of people, you know. And so, really, it's anything you can do to help is welcomed. Whether that be, like you say, you know, offering something from your business, a direct funding source, or even your time. You know, we have meetings at the district office every third Tuesday of the month. They're at 5:30 at the old Adobe district office. And, you know, even if you just want to get involved a little bit, you know, where we can always use more people, even if you're not a meeting person and you don't want to come to meetings at the time, we understand that. But just be a resource out there in the community that when we are doing events and our normal staff is, you know, we could use a little extra help other than just the normal team of individuals we have. If you let us know, we can get you involved, and that's also a huge way to help and support our cause.
Super. Well, thank you so much for telling us all about this. And can you give out your website address and phone number again in case people want to get in touch and help out the Ask Foundation a little bit?
Absolutely. So the website is www.askfoundation.org, and you'll recognize our logo. It's a big apple that has ask kind of woven into it. So, again, it's ask/foundation.org, and you can email us at ask@ask/foundation.org, or you can call me directly if you need to speak to somebody urgently. And my phone number is 707-338-2035. Otherwise, you can direct all your questions or inquiries directly onto the website, and it will guide you through everything.
Very cool. Can you tell us who originally founded the Ask Foundation and when?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the Ask Foundation was started probably over 15 years ago. It was under a different name at the time. We called it Enrich and Educate. And when they were, what had transpired is at a certain point, it was started by a group of dedicated parents, just like we are. We're just parents of the students, and they had been running it a long time to the point where most of their kids had been grown and out of the elementary school level, and even in some cases on through the high school level for some time. And some of us were brought in, and right during the time where they were in the process of closing a school, and we were, parents were just compelled to action and felt that this was a great way to be able to participate and to directly impact the schools. And it, at a certain point, we about 5-6 years ago, we actually changed the name to ASK, just to make it a little more modern and to reflect what we were specifically looking to do, and been that way for the past 5 or 6 years, like I said. And as far as original members go, as far as that tenure goes, I certainly was one of the original founding members at that point.
Now, we have 8 minutes left, and I have just a couple more questions for you, I think. If you could give us just one message in a nutshell, if you had to get out just one message and that was all you could say, and you had to say it in a nutshell to all my listeners right now, what would that message be?
Well, that message would be this. A lot of the time we feel like the schools could use a boost, but we don't always know where to go to help them out. And this is an organization where you can be sure that we are doing some good in the community and doing some good for our children and for the students, specifically in the area of science, which is so sorely needed. And if you're able to help us and support us in our cause, I think you'll see it benefit the community as a whole, not just now, but in generations to come, as our young people transform themselves into productive citizens in our community. It just is it's an experience in which you are able to directly impact and help prepare these kids for their future. And it's valuable, but if you get involved, you'll also feel very good about yourself. And I know that firsthand.
Helping toward the future, that is really the crux of the message. If we help our kids now, our school kids, then they are going to be better doctors and scientists and lawyers and artists and whatever it is they want to do. They're going to be doing it a lot better, and that is going to raise our status in the world, because right now we're kind of low on the totem pole in terms of how well our kids do in school. We used to be a really great nation, and now we're not so much.
Exactly. We are certainly falling behind the curve. When it comes to other countries such as China and India,
the nugget of your message to my listeners then was, if you don't know how to help our schools, turn to the ASK Foundation and they will give you a way to help our schools.
That's exactly right. Because most of the time people are willing to help if they just know where to go. And so that's exactly why I wanted to come on your show today, and I do appreciate you having me so much, so that we could get this message
out to people.
Yeah, tremendous.
I'm sorry I interrupted again. Go ahead.
Not at all. I was done. I was just simply saying I do appreciate you having us out here so we can get this message and make people aware of our organization, that it is out there, and that there is a place for people to go to feel like they can make a difference in these kids' lives.
Fantastic. We are so glad you're there. And this is why I do this show. I do this show to spotlight organizations and people who improve our community through their work. And I like to do that for our own community of Napa, Sonoma, and Marin, because I call those counties my community, and because they're the close ones to us. And so I'm hoping that people out there are hearing my show and spreading the words to their friends, especially in these three counties of Napa, Sonoma, and Marin. And do you also have a branch in other counties or branches in other counties?
No, not at this time. You know, we are strictly in support of the specific school district, which, again, is Adobe School District. But, you know, who's to say that if we couldn't get this underway and grow larger and get more support, that we would not be able to branch out into other school districts and into other counties and cities within the county. That would be an outstanding goal for us. Again, it just comes down to resources. We've got a lot of will, but the resources are always can be a challenge, and anything is always welcomed.
Wonderful. And with 3 minutes left, I'm going to have you say goodbye to my listeners who so generously gave of their time to listen to the show today.
Yes, I thank you so much for having me on. And again, just one more time, if you didn't get it, our website is www.ask/foundation.org, and you can email us directly at ask@askfoundation.org. And so I do really appreciate you having me on today, and feel free to contact me in the future. I'd love to come on again.
Super. Thank you so much. And I always put the short link on the Facebook page. I'll send it as well to you, Jonathan, and we will talk later. Thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, I accidentally cut him off again. I always do that right at the end. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. Take a minute to take a breath each day and look at your calendar and thin it out by at least 3 items each day if you can, because that's going to make you happier and healthier. I will talk to you all later. I hope you enjoyed 100 People You Should Know with me. And today is Monday. Have a wonderful rest of your week.